Hello and welcome to Student Guru, a podcast where I share with you practical insights on how to learn faster, better and easier, and make the most of your days as a student to prepare for the future ahead of you. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Brujit.
First, I'd like to apologize for the audio quality of this recording. I'm sitting somewhere inside a bush, not a thick forest, but somewhere a bush. The reason is because I have to go to a slightly quiet place to get a clear recording. If I don't do this now, I will have to postpone this, and the more I postpone it, the closer your exam gets. You see, I finished writing a book called Exam Success Boost. I've been postponing releasing it because I want to make sure everything about the design is perfect, and that's one issue I have when I decide to become the perfectionist. So right now, the audio quality may not be fine, but I just want you to pay attention and learn as much as you can. Now, what I want to share with you in this podcast is what I call catalyzed exam preparation strategy. Now, why I say catalyzed is because if you are in sciences, you understand what catalysts do. They make reaction happen faster. They don't scatter the reaction, but they just break some of the issues or some of the hitches in a reaction that makes it take time so that it comes out fast. So what I want to share with you in this podcast is very simple. I want to show you what to do now that your exam is 2 weeks, 3 weeks away, and yet you never prepare yourself. You are still trying to see materials and you are gathering new materials, or you just started school because you have seen exam timetable. That's what I want to achieve in this podcast. So if you think this is important to you, then listen on. If not, just delete it from your device and go and do something more serious with your life. Now, before I get into the real thing I want to say, I want to explain something. I passionately, intensely hate the practice of waiting for exam timetable to be out before you start preparing for exam. What I believe is that you start preparing for exam from the day school starts. So how you prepare for exam from that time is this. You settle down and ask yourself, what are the things required in this course? How many lecturers are taking it? What are the materials we need to do? What are the recommended texts? You get you acquainted with all of those materials, and when you do, you move to the next level, which is to find out, what are these materials? How do I get them? You start sourcing for them. Source for them until you gather them and start reading from day one. But the other side to it is that you also start attending lectures from day one. That is how I believe you start preparing for exam before time. The best strategy I use at this point that has worked for me all the time is, once you finish teaching, I get the material, summarize it, and keep it one side. Get the material, read it, summarize it, and keep it one side. So I start reading like that. And that has produced results for me more than the other way, which is wait until the exam timetable is out and you start running helter-skelter, trying to cover up everything within a short time. You see, if you have ever heard my academic story, you must have heard me tell you. Let me just tell you in brief. I started going to school as an average from my GS1, then from around GS2, GS3, I moved from average to become recognized in my class. I moved like that to the point where, yes, I became really recognized among my age classmates and my teachers and all of that. Then from there, I plunged deep into getting F. The first time I got an F was in university, and it was a surprise to me because how can I? You leave 70, I mean leave 100, come to 190, 90 to 80 to the point of getting F, which means I could not get even 39. Because if I had gotten 39, maybe the lecturer would just miss it, give me extra one mark, make I pass, but I could not. And from there, I now moved to the point where I write my exam and I get 89 in my exam, I get 70, get to the sounding grades. Those days, what used to happen is that right inside the exam hall, I know I have failed even before I come out. Now, what happens is that right inside the exam hall, I can estimate what could be my results. Now, this is not a bragging thing. Why I'm just saying this is to help you understand something. I used to be that student who prepares for exam close to exam, and it didn't favor me. And even in the courses that it appeared as if it favored me, all that happened was that I crammed the course, wrote the exam, passed, and moved on. Then suddenly, I forgot most of the things that we learned there. And I'm sure that's not the kind of thing you want for yourself. So what I'm saying in essence is that it's best that you start preparing for exam before exam timetable is even out. The good thing about it is that it allows you to prepare for exam quietly, gently, without even stress on your own part. Do you understand that? You start preparing for exam what? Quietly, without stress on your own part. Easily imagine you just read after every lecture, you read, summarize, and keep one side. And even if you don't read after every lecture, after every week, just by Sunday, before Monday starts, you ask, is there anything the tutors have not read? Now that prepares you for sudden tests and all of that. Now that's not the focus of what I'm saying here. If you get my book, Exam Success Boost, you get to learn more about that. Now, but the key thing I'm trying to say here is how to save your situation, because if you never cover up to now where your exam just did 2 weeks, then there's a problem. You understand that? Good. What I want to tell you is what you can do to remedy the situation so you don't gather F or get a very, very stupid grade. Now, first thing I want you to do is this. You have to understand that your study at this point has to be strategic. Strategic, I mean that it has to be designed with the intent of ensuring you cover your scheme properly before exam time. Now, what it means is, of course, if you are started reading normally, yes, you would have still covered your script, but beyond that, you would have also learned more than what your lecturer taught you. That's what is ideal. That is what is proper. That is what is supposed to be. Now, but right now, you are not reading to learn per se. You are reading to make sure that when you enter exam hall, you can write your exam on your own. Just by the way, if you want to know, I believe that those who cheat in exam are insulting God and insulting themselves. God created you with a brain capacity that is able to read anything, listen to anybody, and reproduce what you are told. You don't have to have a high IQ. You just have to have a functional brain that is not mad. If you think you don't have that capacity, just because you have not stressed yourself to be able to do that. So I believe you should be able to get into the exam hall, write your exam on your own, and pass. That's why I'm even making effort to tell you this thing. So what you do is that you make your study strategic. Strategic means that you focus on ensuring you pass your exam, that you can write the answers you are required to the point where you answer more than 70% of the questions that were answered in the exam correctly. So that's the first thing I want you to bear in mind. The second thing I want you to do, when you do this, then go and gather all the materials. It's possible that why you are in this kind of condition now is because you are doing business, you have a family, and all of that distracts you from actually being able to concentrate in school. Now, that may be the reason why you are in this kind of condition. Now, it doesn't have to be like that. What you can do at this point is this. Gather all the materials. Make sure there's no topic that was taught you are not aware of. Make sure you have all the materials good. Don't be scared. I'm not saying you're going to read all of them, but just have all of them first. If you attended some lectures, there are some you have understood. Now, what you do with that is that you target to cover at least 60% of the materials. Now, by the time you cover about 60% or even 70% of the materials you have, then you have stand a very good chance of being able to answer sufficient questions that will earn you maybe C or B or B plus. Now, it depends on how good you are. Sometimes it may work out for you so well that you actually be able to get A with that kind of strategy. What I mean by targeting covering 60% of your scheme of work is this. When you cover your scheme of work to that extent, you'll be able to answer most of the questions that will earn you the mark you require. Do you understand? Don't insist on covering everything. Don't insist on learning everything. Don't insist on making sure you read everything right now because you don't have time. Sometimes if you try to do that, you run into trouble. Now, if you can, I think you should read everything. But while you're working towards reading everything, the other thing I want you to understand is this. I want you to just have it somewhere at the back of your mind that even though it's good to cover everything, what I want you to do is this. Focus on the areas you are strong in. You know, there are some part of the course, your course you have understood, you were in class, you understood what the lecturer was saying, and it seems as if it's not as complex, difficult as other ones. So start with those ones. The reason is this. When it's better to get grounded on the one you know, enter the exam hall, you have 5 questions to answer 3. It's better that you know 2, you can answer very well, than to read 5 topics and you're just battling to, which one will I remember? You know, you have very hazy memory of what you read. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So what I think you should do is very simple. Concentrate on those ones you know very well, you have understood, and they seem to make sense to you more than others, or you actually have a better grasp of them than others. That is what you should focus on studying at this point. Then from that, the next thing I think you should do is that you should collaborate with your classmates. Collaborate with your classmates is this. I'm not talking about the one they do inside the exam hall. I'm not with you on that one. But what I think you can do is this. Go to those who understand this course and ask them to teach you. One of the easiest ways to learn anything that is difficult is to ask someone who understands it to teach you. Many times, your fellow students can teach you better than your lecturers. It's not because they are better lecturers or better teachers. It's just because they have a way of using some of those things you could do as an example to make the point clear. And when before your fellow students, you are more relaxed, unlike your lecturer, where you feel tensed while he's teaching. So ask your fellow students, say, please, explain this course for me, explain that course for me. There was something that happened one of those days I had to write an exam. I arranged with some of my classmates and we came to do discussion group. One of the courses we did was public relations. So in an hour or two, I summarized most of what were all the things we taught in PR for that time. I explained some of the most complex things that were hard to learn, broke it down and showed them how I managed to remember them or how it's easy for us to remember them and all of that. I remember what one of my class girls said. She said, so this is what this man has been saying in class. Now that is the kind of feeling you get when you go to your classmates who understand and ask them. And I want to tell you at this point, because you don't have time, please avail yourself the opportunity to go to any of your classmates who understand and ask them, please, how do I do this? What is to be done here and how is this supposed to be done? By the time you do that, what it's going to do for you is that it makes this learning process easier for you. It makes it possible for you to actually learn. You learn enough to be able to go and write your exam. And if you are generally a smart person, there are some things I will explain to you. You can use your sense to complete the remaining one. If it's easy for you to grasp, I can just explain to you the formula and how it is used. Then if you are a smart person by default, then you can find a way of manipulating it when you get into the exam hall or when you get asked questions. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, so again, the key thing I have said so far is if you really want to cover your scheme or prepare enough for exam, now that your exam is very close, First, you have to understand that your preparation at this point or your study at this point is not just reading for knowledge. You are reading and it has to be strategic. Strategic in the sense that you have to plan towards covering enough to be able to get required A or at least B. Then when you do that, then gather every material. Look at your course outline and check if there's anything that has been taught you don't have. Make sure you have each and every one of such material. Then when you gather them, don't focus on reading everything at the same time. Target to cover at least 60% of that scheme. And when you do that, start with the ones that you are very strong in. The one that you understood, the one that is easiest to read. Again, the one that is likely to come out in the exam, really. Start with those ones. And by the time you are done with that, then you can move to other ones just to make sure you have everything covered. You understand that? Another thing you can do is that if there's anything you don't understand, you go to your classmates and ask them, how is this done? What do I do here? Do you understand this? Explain what happens here. They will explain to you that is collaborating for progress. I believe if you can do this thing within this 1, 2, 3 weeks you have before your exam, you should be able to make something meaningful out of your preparation. I hope you understand that. Again, I want to apologize. I'm very sorry for the audio quality. I know sounds are entering, birds are humming beside me, and I don't know what that even hears if it's smelling me. But whichever way, I just want to believe that you heard me clear enough to be able to make something out of what I said. And if you think you enjoyed this, please share it with all your friends. Please don't collect any money from them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Student Growth. If you want more practical insight like this, visit broji.com/student or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Student Growth. You can equally subscribe for our Student WhatsApp broadcast by sending SG to 0810-550-4664. If you have questions, feel free to get in touch through brojistudent@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You are encouraged to freely share this with anybody or group that may find it useful.